The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
Morning, Fox.
Yeah, it's 5:15 a.m. Sunday morning, April 14th, 2024.
We made it past the eclipse.
Right.
We survived.
I thought the eclipse was... everybody was talking doom and gloom, and I thought it was really... I got a good feeling from it. I thought it was like a miraculous thing. Like, I didn't get no bad vibes from it. How'd you feel?
I mean, I felt the same way. I mean, I got to enjoy it with my daughter and my neighbors. Like, the street had like a party. We had a keg. People were throwing off fireworks.
Right,
they were
same.
Whooping and hollering.
Yeah, yep.
Like they were like, "Woo!"
Right,
and we would hear like the echo of other people doing it. It was awesome.
Right,
and so it was quite the experience to feel the temperature drop, to see that twilight effect. It was cool to see the streetlights turn on.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a cool experience. I would definitely go somewhere else, though, that was, like, more isolated, like an open field, you know, so that I could definitely experience the whole totality. So maybe the next one, I'm going to do that with Lily.
You're not going to be alive for the next one. No, it was the same. It. Same with
it's
us, though.
It's in Florida, though.
It's not a total eclipse, though. But I kicked it with my neighbor. I met my neighbor, the one that moved in the next door. So he was a Marine. He was deployed a couple of times. He was pretty cool, man. And when it started happening, I had my daughter come out. And it was before it was like totality. So she was kind of like, we gave her a welding lens and she looked up there and she's like, eh. Then she kind of just, I think, went back in the house to look at her phone. And then when it got dark out, she came walking back out like, I want to check this shit out. So, yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter and I have definitely enjoyed like a lot of astrological events. Like a couple years ago, there was I forget what it was, but Mars was really close to the moon and you could actually see it. And her and I drove out to like an open field to see Mars.
Yeah, it just looked like a star, right?
Yeah.
Did you notice the ones during the eclipse? There was two planets could see.
No.
Yeah.
I could not.
Supposedly there was three of them, but I only noticed two. But
I posted something about how many stripes there were in the sky before the eclipse.
Oh, and afterwards. Fucking chemtrails everywhere.
Okay. You said it, I didn't.
No, me and my neighbor were talking about that. We continued drinking.
It was like a clear blue sky the whole morning. And then right before the eclipse, it got really striped up. And then during the eclipse, it was cloudy.
Right. Yeah. That's how they do it, man. It ain't a secret.
Did you see or did you hear about some people in other places capturing like stuff without the glasses? You know, like, all right, so this is something stupid, I guess. Or I don't know. Maybe it's just me being a dumbass. But so they told us to wear the mask, right? Because they would protect us. So wear these NASA-approved glasses to view the eclipse. So they got us all watching the same spot in the sky, wearing these very dark glasses, right? Limiting our view. Dude, the sky is huge, right?
Right.
And we were all looking at one spot.
Yeah.
What was happening? What was happening everywhere else? And there's videos of people capturing like spacecraft with like a whole crowd reacting to it. Now, like just one person.
Huh.
Did you see that?
Well, they were supposed to be, NASA was supposed to be shooting off like 3 rockets during the eclipse also. We talked about that last week.
Yeah. to study the atmospheric whatever. Yeah, sure.
Sure. It's fucking money laundering. They weren't studying shit. They were studying Zelensky's asshole.
Dude, I hate that guy. God damn. Have you seen about the drones that they're using out there?
No.
All right, so they're like little drones, like the ones I used to build here in my own house. So like if you're hiding somewhere, they will come and like obliterate you. Hold on. I'm going to share a video of it. Hold on one second.
Does it have sound?
Yeah.
Make sure you get all that shit right before you bring it up. This is our second attempt at an episode this morning. We had to abort the first one. It was fucking a shit show. I don't hear anything. What are you doing? Julio, what are you doing?
You don't hear it?
Yeah, I hear it now. It's not very loud.
But look at this. Hold on.
Yeah, so you got to do that every time. Where's this footage coming from?
Your brain.
So they're supposedly blowing up like Russian tanks. It looks like a fucking video game. I don't even know if I believe it.
No, I do believe it. I turn off the sound, but I mean, look at this. You can see the drones. They're not like the conventional ones that you and I would buy. They're hand-built, like the ones I used to build. And they're used to target people, because that's exactly what... Check this out. So you cannot build those kind of drones anymore.
Why?
Because they put up regulations. You have to, like... like, for example, every part in a drone like that I used to own is no longer legal anymore. So every component that I have is obsolete because it's not registered to the FAA. It doesn't have a serial code. It doesn't have a tracking system. It's really analog.
You got any left?
Yeah.
You shouldn't talk about it on air.
But that's exactly what they're fucking using, and it's fucking awesome because, in a way, I mean, you know, like, you know how my brain thinks? Like, I used to think, like, man, it'd be kind of cool to put, like, some kind of, like, weapon on this thing.
Yeah, but right.
You can't really talk about that, though.
Oh, yeah. We can. I got a drone, but I don't fuck with it.
I bet it can't do that kind of shit, though.
Ah, it can be arranged. Anything's possible.
Hey, so, remember going back to the eclipse and the whole CERN thing? So, you know how they're always trying to find a God particle?
Yeah.
What is it, the Higgs boson? So check this out. Peter Higgs, the British theoretical physicist, died April 8th, 2024.
And who was he?
The discoverer, or the person that was named after, that we named the Higgs boson particle after.
Oh, so he discovered the existence of the God particle?
And he died on the same day as the eclipse.
Huh.
And they turn on CERN.
Maybe it was a ritual.
Your words, not mine.
I'm just saying. Are you going to share something? I got some.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hopefully this shit works better than it did last time. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. I almost forgot to fucking hit the sound button. See? We're not doing this again.
Nope.
This is our second try at this episode because the first one was a fucking shit show.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian-Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
Yep. So apparently Joe Biden was every single ethnic. I didn't hear him say he was Nicaraguan, though. That's about the only one he left out.
I mean, I identify as Ulinski.
Thank you, Chair Murray.
You hear when he said my name is Joe Bidenopoulos? What the fuck? You fucking nutcase.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. You got anything?
Yeah. So, you remember there was a Disney star named JoJo Siwa?
Yeah, you sent me something about that. I had no fucking idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, it's really weird because... So, she was on Disney, and then she was on like Dance Moms or whatever, and so she's kind of influential to a lot of youth, and so now she came out as like bi and then gay or some shit like that, and then she said she wanted to start representing gay pop And then she got some flack because they said, you know, like Freddie Mercury, Lady Gaga, and other people are already kind of doing that. But I don't know, man. Like, you know, they target the youth hardcore. And I think that this is a prime example of it.
Oh, them Disney kids, man, they get it the worst, man. And they wind up totally fucked up afterwards.
Yeah, I definitely feel bad for her. She had a lot of, like, I mean, she's very talented. And I don't know. I feel bad.
Yeah. Let's see. No.
Culture.
No. You know what? Oh, here we go. I got a General Lee sent in another clip. Let's see here. I'm gonna have to start it over here. All right. Yeah. This dude thinks he's a good actor. I've been doing it for about the last
5 years or so. Is evacuation procedures.
He's a teacher.
I find that I use my acting skills to create the drama of the situation.
Oh,
it adds a lot of realism and it really freaks the kids out.
Miss Allen from the library's got third-degree burns.
One big problem that a lot of schools are having to deal with at the moment is terrorism. It's a big issue, so I have a drill which caters for that too.
There's a terrorist attack in school. I'm serious. Get down. Get inside all your
breath. And I also do what I call a random drill, which is I just spring some kind of emergency onto the kids and we see how they deal with it.
God, there's a kid in the school with a gun. There's kids down. Sorry, I'm serious. This is Wong giving out. There's a pedophile in the school. There's a pedophile. He's in the school. Get out. That's on the school grounds.
Yeah, so I think a school with a good evacuation procedure is a school that survives. Well, one of my big duties, and I've been doing it for about the last 5 years or so, is evacuation procedures.
There's a fire in the school.
All right, that's enough.
Fire in the school. Get out. Quick.
Yeah, that was- I find that I use...
Oh, thanks, General. That dude was a flamer.
Definitely.
He thought he was a good... I mean, hey, at least he liked his job, right? You make the best of it.
I guess.
You got your mic turned up.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What are you looking at over there?
I'm just disappointed at Miliel.
Hey, the money gets to all of them, man.
And then I'm also disappointed at Musk. I know you're not going to get me to say it, but that damn yarmulke, man. You know who rules the world?
No, who? Say it. All right.
The elites.
Right.
Yeah.
And what religion are the elites?
I know they ain't truth to God.
Right.
You know, I don't get it because, yeah, and you know what? Here's why I won't say what you want me to say, because I know good people that represent that religion.
No, you're right, man. I was just joking around.
I know.
Oh,
and we're talking.
Go ahead.
And they're stand-up people. they have been my daughter's coaches. They have been my family's friends. I'm 2% Jewish. Fuck, I said it. But but I have no hate. But I don't know, man. We can't be blind, right?
Right. We're not. When you say Jew or like I said last week, man, I'm not going to be fucking strong-armed and guilt-tripped. If somebody's doing some shady shit, I'm going to talk shit about them. I don't give a fuck if they're Jewish, black, gay. I don't give a fuck. Trans, I don't care. We're going to call them out and talk shit about them. Fuck it. All right, so this, did you hear about this? This gay politician in Spain?
No.
Well, he
stepped. Follow gay news.
Huh?
I don't follow gay news.
The fuck you don't? That's all you bring up every week. Everybody listening right now knows it.
But hey,
let me get to the point. This dude, Daniel Gomez Del Barrio, he resigned because a video came out of him. He was offering himself as a sex slave, and a video came out of him eating his own shit. I don't know if somebody made him do it or what, but I don't.
Why?
Because he's a. because he's a fucking pervert. And there's a lot of politicians that are into that type of shit. It happens here too. Matter of fact, they somebody got caught. He wasn't a politician. He was like the next level down. But he got caught fucking right there in the fucking where they have the meetings and shit for Congress. And they filmed it and all that. I think we came unprepared today.
Hey, so did you see this? These warships with the American flag upside down?
Nah, what ships? Where'd those ships come from? What country?
Our country.
Nah.
I wouldn't give a fuck about any other ships. Yeah. But I don't know what that means, but isn't that interesting?
I think that's a distress signal.
Correct. You said it. I didn't.
Where'd that happen at?
It's happening all over at every port. It's just nobody's talking about it.
Huh. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah. And then remember that... that guy that was talking about squatting in people's houses, how he was saying about, like, this is the new plan. We're going to be squatting in people's houses. I'm collaborating with, you know, like, black people to do this shit.
The Mexican dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a plant from Venezuela.
A plant?
Yeah. He was paid by the communist Venezuelan government.
Oh, for real? How'd you find that out?
Somebody found a picture of him in part of the military.
Huh. He didn't see.
And they're just letting this shit happen. I mean, I don't know. Like, hold on. I mean, honestly, like, I have to go through so much security to go to a fucking concert.
Right, right. Or the air. What about the airport, dude?
Or not even the fucking airport. I'm just talking like a fucking concert. Have to, like, present my tickets, the fact that I can actually fucking be there. Then I have to go through, like, a metal detector, get wanded. You know, like, there's a lot of steps, and we're just letting people come in without anything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. And this is coming from an immigrant. This is coming from somebody who came in illegally and who was lucky enough to have parents that did things to make things legal. Right. And,
well, you know the whole reasoning behind all that, right? the flood. Because they're going back and forth now about being able to, if they're able to vote or not. But regardless if they're able to vote, it still counts towards the population. And so, like, you know, the governor in Texas is shipping everybody out to, like, New York, Florida, Chicago, Denver. Those are all blue states, right? So what they're doing is they're boosting their population, and that gives them more seats in Congress.
That makes sense.
And so, have you ever heard of the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City?
No.
It's a big-ass hotel right in the middle of New York City. Now they're calling it the Roosevelt Immigrant Intake Center. And they stay there for free. And the owners of the hotels love this shit because, first of all, it's 100% booked.
Section 8.
Yeah, it's 100% booked, and they're guaranteed to get their money because it's coming from the government.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's all some shady bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, I got a clip. Let me look. I think, let me look here. Well, never mind.
What?
A few years ago, we learned conclusively that, in fact, the FBI and the federal intel agencies had been working secretly against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. So if you're wondering why no one has gone to prison for any of this, now that we know it actually happened, well, the reason is in part a law called FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And that law allows the federal government to spy without a warrant on foreigners outside the borders of the country. And the idea is, bad people are doing bad things against us. We need to know what they are, and we can't bother to go to a court to get a warrant every time we want to know. But it will never be used against American citizens. Well, of course, now that we know, it has been at scale. So that law is now up for reauthorization in the House of Representatives. And amazingly, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, has spent the last couple of weeks doing all he can to get that law reauthorized. In other words, to allow the federal agencies to continue to spy upon and punish people who disagree with him. In other words, Mike Johnson's own party, Republicans, Trump voters. Mike Johnson has been working to do that. And that effort failed today, for the moment. But of course, this is a temporary victory. It will come back, this attempt to spy on you, an American citizen, without a warrant because you've been politically disobedient. Why will it come back? Because it's what they really care about.
Damn.
Yep. But I mean,
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, he does some good shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's 100%, but he puts out some good content.
Definitely.
All right. I'm going to pause it. I got to get a beer.
Okay.
Recording stopped.
All right. We're back. What are you looking at over there, Julio?
I'm looking at the, I don't know, what are your thoughts on the whole Puff Daddy thing? The P. Diddy.
Oh. It's funny you bring that up. They're calling him, I didn't know about the gay shit. Like, you brought that up last, it was either a week or two ago, but they're calling him Jeffrey Blackstein. They say he was into the rough trade. Have you heard of that term?
No, I have not.
Rough trade is when gay men convert straight men. Or they not necessarily convert, but I really don't know what it is, but they were talking about it on one of the podcasts that I was listening to. Yeah, so Jeffrey Blackstein.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of shit that, like, with Justin Bieber. There's, like, videos with him and Justin Bieber and, like, other people. I don't know. And then the fact that there have been other people, other rappers that have kind of said, like, do not trust this guy. It kind of lines up.
Yeah. Well, hold up a minute. I'm going to bring something up. I'll talk about something for a minute.
This and is, then, go ahead.
No, well, this is the back of a Tupac album, and it had a picture of Diddy in a dress. But he wasn't the only one. But you know how they used to act like they were beefing and shit. You don't know if it's real or not. But, see if I can bring this up. Okay, images. Come on, man. I guess I didn't. Guess I didn't word it right. Hold up. Talk about something or bring something up real quick. I got to do this.
So I'm going to share my screen here real quick.
Fix your mic. Your mic is too far away.
I'm going to share my screen.
What does it mean when the American flag is flying upside down on a Navy ship?
So beautiful as you lie there as a princess who rests in peace. Knowing that her car will keep her safe. There is danger lurking to take you away.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a distress signal.
Yeah. And then this is what I was talking about, the what Venezuelan guy.
Leonel o Leo Moreno. El sargento Leo Moreno pertenece al DGCIN. Anteriormente el DIN, Departamento de Inteligencia.
It's in Spanish, Julio.
Este muchacho fue enviado por el gobierno a sabotear
a
los venezolanos de bien en este país. Todo fue fríamente calculado. Aparte de eso, le mintió al país.
Venezuela.
A este país le mintió al cruzar la frontera, falsificó documentación.
Okay. Take advantage of the situation.
Él no tiene ningún 21 años, tiene 27 años.
He's 27 years old, not 21.
Este señor, por tal motivo, no le doliera nada hacer este desastre que hizo en la plataforma.
And he says that he doesn't, he doesn't care about what he, the damage he did to the country,
la imagen del venezolano de
to the image of the people coming in. Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Did he try to say he was 21?
Yeah.
All right, can you stop sharing?
Yeah.
I can't. You know what? This is fucking nuts that I can't bring this up now. Like, it got scrubbed. Because I just brought this motherfucker up on my phone. And it popped right up. Hold on. Back of Tupac album with Diddy wearing a dress. I don't get it. Oh, well, fuck it.
Can I pull it up?
Huh?
You can't pull it up?
It won't come up on my computer. I don't know why. But there's a... It comes up on my phone. Let's see here. Let me try one more time. And I'm using Brave browser too. You got anything else? Maybe I didn't word it correctly.
I think I see. I mean, the Machiavelli album.
Nah. I can't remember exactly.
All right, hold on.
It's coming up for you?
I guess. Shit.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. All right. You can't get a bigger one?
No.
All right, so that's B.I.G., Notorious B.I.G., but then on the, and then in the middle, Diddy was wearing a dress. And then on the right-hand side, it looked like Dre getting fucked from behind by a white dude. So.
Oh, yeah.
You see it now? I don't know why it wouldn't come up for me. If you found it, share it. Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Up, you're looking up crazy shit.
Nah, it was a podcast I was listening to. They were talking about, it started with Diddy, but they started talking about all kinds of shit.
So, hey, so going back to the eclipse. So they had us all looking at one singular spot in the sky, right?
Right.
And you know how vast the sky is. What was happening? And then we were all suggested to wear these you know, like NASA approved, you know, like glasses that were dark enough, whatever. And we all did it. Kind of like the masks. Gotta wear these COVID-19 masks.
Right.
But I think there was other shit happening. Did you hear about these invisible aerosols that they were spraying in the path of totality?
You mean like chemtrails?
Not even that. They had airplanes fly specifically through the path of totality, spraying chemicals from Canada, from all over the whole country. So all of us that stood out there and looked at the eclipse are bound to get fucked some way, somehow. A lot of people are getting sick. The sickness is about to start.
I don't know about all that. You could be right. You could be right, but you could be wrong.
I know. I could definitely be wrong, but just start noticing how many people are sick around you.
You know you still got your camera off?
I know.
Okay. All right, I'm going to share something. I don't even remember what it is. But
like, go to FSU because the girls are unbelievable.
What is it about Florida?
Just fucking
State?
Hot. It attracts hot fucking chicks.
The guys were hot too.
Yeah,
and they were mean. They were mean to me because I was wearing a Notre Dame shirt and I'm pale. They criticized me for being pale.
What did they say to you?
They said, "Have you ever seen the sun, freak?" Guy called me a homo.
Yeah.
One guy said, "I swear to God." One frat kid yelled from his balcony, "You probably voted for Biden."
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which actually hurt. That one hurt.
That hurt.
I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, but that's an insult. That's an insult. That's like, you are a pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's for sure what he said.
You can look at someone and be like, fucking Biden voter. It's like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that is.
He yelled it from a balcony and it was him and his hot friends.
Yeah.
And it was me and my other two pale Irish friends.
Yeah.
We got crushed. There was nothing we could do.
Yeah, you got to keep walking, right?
Yeah, we got to keep walking. My friend tried to yell back. And I was like, don't yell back. We're going to look like idiots. Yeah,
yes.
You can't. Yeah, yeah, not only were we getting crushed, we were yelling up at a balcony.
Yeah. Right.
It's a tough place to talk shit from the ground.
It is.
You know what I mean?
And you got to have some A1 game to fucking spit back with that.
Yeah, he didn't. My friend just yelled, you're white too. And I literally had to be like, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up.
Like, go to FSU because the girls are.
I don't know. I like Shane Gillis. He's funny.
That was funny as fuck. I got in trouble the other day because I went to Lily's pitching lessons, and there came a point where the girls were walking out, and Lisa's like, "Stop looking at the children." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" She's like, "You were staring too much at some people." And I'm like, "I don't think I was. I think I was just like, I guess I just recognized the fact that they were fucking pitching fucking badass. Like, I do not want to be catching for any of these people. Like, I don't even like to catch for Lily. Like, my hand will hurt when I catch for her."
What is it? Like, softball?
Mm-hmm.
You talking about, like, the super fast underhand pitching?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so you got in trouble, huh?
Yeah. But it was just admiration of, like, the talent. I do want Lily to be, like, super powerful, super amazing. You know, I want her to excel in all of this shit. So, like, I like the fact that she's surrounded by people like that because, I don't know. I definitely can't do it.
Yeah. They're all going to make their way, man, and do their thing. You know what I mean? So, not too many current events really this week, right?
I don't know. Did you see that thing that fell out of Antarctica?
No, what?
No?
Uh-uh.
Did it it raced up like 50-foot waves?
What was it?
Well, they're not going to tell us what it was, but they say what it isn't.
What wasn't it?
They say that what it was is a glitch in the program.
That don't even make no fucking sense.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to try to find it.
Well, I'll bring something up while you're looking.
Okay.
Dude, he is the greatest shit talker of all time. He sat at like a $100,000 breakfast while the president trashed him. Humiliated.
This is a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
the,
I'm jumping around.
White House Correspondents' Dinner, yeah.
Thank you. Sits there, the guy totally trashes him. He's absolutely humiliated. And within like 2-3 years, he had that guy's job.
Right.
So you could never talk shit to him. Going, right. Hey, Donald, you know, one time I was in a bar and this guy came in. Yada, yada. Oh, really? One time I was sitting, I paid $100,000 for breakfast. The president, Trump, the hell's his name? Barack?
Obama.
He trashed me. 2 years later, I had a fucking job. I kicked him out of his house. Yeah. Out of his house. Dude, he is the greatest shit.
You know what, man? We talked about Bill Burr before on this show.
Yep.
And I thought he was kind of like us, but I don't think he is. Like, I thought he was just doing it to get gigs in Hollywood, you know, like trying to like hold back like they all do. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. But then I seen a fucking video. You remember when Trump went to the UFC fight and everybody gave him like a standing ovation?
Except his wife.
She gave him the middle. She was giving him the finger.
Yep.
Like if you're that fucking. I mean. That is. She's an extremist. I mean, that is ridiculous. Fucking flick somebody off. I mean. And if he's married to that, there ain't no way he's got his head right.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
You still ain't found what you were looking for?
Nope. Story of my life.
Well, I don't know, man. Let's see what I got here.
There was a interview with Jim Caviezel and oh my God, what was that guy's name? Fuck. Hold on.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'll bring up another clip. All right, never mind.
Why does MS-13 have most advanced guns? You know, why do we Sinaloan gangs have all... How come 110,000 people died or disappeared in Mexico City? Where did they go? And they're starting pulling people out of body bags now. You know, how this is just insane with our military, our special forces, and we don't take care of this.
You can't just have that demand unless somehow that's organized also.
100%. I believe. Okay, so the agents that I've spoken to. All right, here's the deal. For a barrel of oil, $77 for a barrel of body parts and what's going to be adrenochrome, all the plumes that are in the woman's mother's wombs, that goes into a plastic barrel. That's $77,000. Now that gets sent into these biolabs.
Barrel oil,
$77. $77,000 for a Ukrainians have Russian bloodline and everything. And then I started looking up that. And then I started looking up this Azov Battalion stuff, the Nazis. And then we just find out
there were financing,
but we were told for 2 years that this is not there's no Nazis there, right. But now there are. Right. Again, this is another conspiracy theory. See, it keeps changing. It either this or that. See, and this is where it's a joke. When it, you know, and Americans are seeing this. We're talking about this all the time. But I was given good data on this, and now I realize. Well, wait a minute. Maybe Putin was defending himself. Well, who is NATO? Who is the UN? And who are the central banks? Who is the IMF, the ECB, the private Western central banks, the BIS, the Rothschild banks? And then you start going, wow, this is fascinating.
Is this why you
went out Epstein Island? So in this movie, there is a sex island because Epstein Island isn't the only sex island out there.
What do you mean? Okay, talk about the sex island because this thing's dealing with Colombia. Talk about the sex island.
In this particular film, well, they do a raid and the lady that ran that operation, she was out. She was out of prison. You see, so you've got a lot of agencies that are involved in this. Where, why wasn't she in prison? So he was down there talking to their side of their government, saying, do you understand when this film comes out, it's going to shine a light on you. And if you don't put her back in prison, you're going to have problems.
Hmm. Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's... Fuck Ukraine. Right?
Dude, before we ever started a podcast, remember, we were messaging one another, and you were all, like, trepidatious, you know, like, very careful. You didn't want to, like, expose too much. You wanted to get, like, a good feel for me or whatever. But I remember I told you about the Ukraine... Army selling butt plugs.
What? I don't remember that.
Oh my god! You don't remember the bundle of joy?
No.
The baby child that you could insert up your anus.
What?
To experience childbirth. And all the proceeds go to fund the Ukrainian army.
Oh.
You don't remember any of this?
No. I was probably drunk.
But yeah. But I remember when this whole shit started, I remember looking up information and I was surprised to find that the Ukrainian army was being supported by a butt plug company. I'm like, the United States would not do that with their army. Like, something's fucked up here.
Speaking of butt plugs, wait a minute. Have we talked about... So there was a guy... This is probably about a year ago. What do they call that when you go in the machine and they fucking, it's like you go into this machine and it spins around and it, I forget the name of what that machine is.
MRI.
MRI, yeah. So it's magnetic, right?
Yeah.
So this dude had a butt plug in. Did we talk about this on this show? No. He had a butt plug in.
Where?
Huh?
In his
ass. He had one of them butt plugs up his ass. And apparently the company advertised that it was completely
metal free.
Yeah, like latex or whatever. I don't know how this guy survived. I have no fucking idea.
Did it rip through his body?
Yes. At the speed of light. His butt plug shot up through his intestines and shit at the speed of light. I think he's like in a fucking, he's probably like a vegetable right now. But he's suing the butt plug company.
I doubt it was at the speed of light.
That's what they said. I mean, it was like instantaneous. All right. I got one more clip.
The lockdowns targeted everything that's best about us as human beings.
Yes.
Prayer, singing, family, yes. Intimacy.
Physical contact.
Physical touch, physical contact, community. When I saw that happening around the world in identical language, yes. All at the same time, I realized from my study of history that's not possible.
Yes.
Human history doesn't work that way.
Yes.
There are always dissidents inside, right? Or there are always factions. You don't get lockstep evil all over the world in concert with merely human efforts. I also just felt that the world had something new let loose on it. It just felt like these dark forces had been let loose that had not been on the planet.
I felt the same thing.
My whole life. And I saw that this was evil, right? I saw that it was like so impressive that it was beyond human capacity. I concluded that I believed in God more literally than I had because the evil aimed at him was more literal than I'd ever witnessed before. Yes. So it must be aimed at something that really exists.
That's true shit. Right? So when you... That's kind of how it is with me. Like, when you see how evil this shit is, man, it's all a concerted effort. You know, they go against the nuclear family. They go against anything natural. You know, like, mankind is destroying the climate.
Yeah.
Even though the literal earth feeds off of, plants and trees feed off of what we exhale, which is CO2, right? It makes no fucking sense, man. They got all these idiots brainwashed.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think, honestly, like, because I've thought about it, I get a lot of anxiety, like, especially, like, I'll be honest, I hate to admit this, but, like, during the eclipse, I got anxiety. And I made sure to hug my wife, my daughter, my mom, my dad. I made sure to, like, give them a special hug, and I said, you know, like, you know, kind of like said, like, thank you for everything. I think I even told you something similar, you know, via text message or something. I don't know where I was going with this, but.
Well, you know, it's all spiritual warfare, basically, is what I was getting at. I think that's what you're trying to say, too.
Yeah, yeah, I got scared.
I get it, man.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I also got scared in during the Y2K.
Yeah.
I remember I said goodbye to, like, my college counselor.
Hey, I mean, man.
I mean, a lot of traumatic shit.
You're falling for it, man. That's what they want. It's fear-mongering.
It is.
The Bible says, do not be afraid 365 times, once for every day in the year. I ain't afraid of shit. I'm going to be honest. I should have been dead a long fucking time ago. I'm grateful for every day. But if I die tonight, it's okay too. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid of shit. And that's the way we're supposed to be. You know, all this fear-mongering bullshit, all the shit they put on the news, they're trying to fuck up your... They're trying to... They're trying to fuck up your vibration. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into all that hippie shit, but spiritually, that's what's going on. It's spiritual warfare, and they're trying to fuck up your vibration.
Speaking of vibration, so here's a funny story. So we went to Chicago to see a Cubs game, and on the way back home, Lisa was driving, and she got the shits. And we were getting off the turnpike, and it was Memorial Day, so everything was closed. And we were playing Kiss Me Through the Phone by Soulja Boy. And she said that the vibrations from that song were making her want to take a shit.
I think you brought this up before. It sounds familiar.
I think I did.
Yeah.
But the ironic part is, because it was Memorial Day, everything was closed. There was nowhere to stop and take a shit, even after we got off the turnpike.
Oh, you know what I would have done.
So, yeah, it was just funny. So now, every time that we ride along with her, you always play that song and make fun of her. I don't know. It's funny.
Yeah. All right, man. This can be a short episode, I guess, if you ain't got nothing else.
No, I'm good, man. I'm tired.
All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints?
All the phone number.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I haven't forgotten. Questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers at yahoo.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail or a text at 31FluFrog6. That's FLU Frog 6. 31FluFrog6. Of course, we're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. Oh, YouTube is, Julio was talking all that shit about Jews last week, so our YouTube's all shadow banned and shit. So I watched it go up. That episode, I watched it go up, and then it went back down to zero. But it had 3 likes, but 0 views.
Huh.
And I'm like, and now it's back going back up again, so I don't fucking know. I'm going to start putting it. I'm not crazy about Rumble either, but I'm going to start putting the videos maybe on Patreon or some shit. It's only $1. But, yeah, thanks for listening, you know. Thanks for give us good reviews and all that shit, and tell your friends if you like the show. And, you know, give us the reviews help, and it helps to fight like the DEI and the AI that they got inserted into the algorithm. You know what I'm saying? Like they try to keep people like us down. So if you're listening to this show, obviously you're one of us. So try to help us out. You know what I'm saying? So, that's about it. If you got anything else, Julio?
No, I'm good, man. Definitely, if you support us, you know, if you're one of us, you know, definitely leave a comment or something, or a positive review, whatever. I mean, we are very 2 unlikely characters sharing time and having good conversations, you know? And we come, and we both have wholesome families. So, I don't know. It says a lot about what humanity can be. We're not as divided as they want us to think.
Right. And like I said, if you stop watching the news and just go out and talk to people, there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them. Mm-hmm. If you don't think for yourself, yeah, you're going to get brainwashed, but most of those people grow up sooner or later, but not all of them. There's idiots out there. All right. Talk to you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Recording stopped.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.